Now?
Yeah,
No.
give me a couple now.
Previously on Homebrew Detritus, or what was that? Yeah, the things we did. No, what we did last time. No. This is what we did previously on Homebrew Detritus. That's the one.
Yeah,
And
give me a few more.
all right, so oh, last time on previously Homebrew Detritus, we did this is really bad.
Is really this you're really drunk. Give me a do it in Cullen's voice.
Colin, it's just me. I don't know. He's dead. He's starting to say
That's what I wanted you to say. Now do it in Nim's voice.
Nim's voice. I'm really trying to do a British voice now, but I get drunk and I forget. Previously on Homebrew Detritus, I wasn't there. So yep. That's Nim.
Yeah.
Because all he's done is the Dwarven Ruins.
If I start to get sweaty again, we'll know that Arby's is just as bad. Just for old time's sake, soon. Kevin, take one damage.
However, she did have enough experience with visions to know that they were rarely literal. Her father may have something to do with whatever was going on in Yharnam, and now is her opportunity to find out what, if any, connection existed.
Kage never heard the soft slither of Dorian's short sword being drawn from its sheath. Not until it was too late.
Dorian gives the short sword another half twist to make the blood pump out of Akage's heart faster.
Fuck.
Oh, I fuck because it feels good, child.
Now it's canon.
Man, what you call it? Man, what you call a sex addict?
For some of your crew and the people. There are many followers and many gods. You're special to me, Amon. You are the only one who carries my word on that island. And she jabs her finger into his eye and through his brain. His body goes limp, but it doesn't fall to the deck. You hear the screams and terror from the rest of the crew as creatures flood the vessel and begin to murder everyone on board. You wake up. You can see a stunned Dorian off to the corner, but more prominently, you see the Glade. She has your mother's face. She is one half of the lady you've been searching for. The other half has possessed your mother. Be sure to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
Damn it! Yeah.
See you later.
That's crazy.
Holy cow. Yeah, start your audacities.
Start
audacity
your engines.
Is started.
Rolling.
Show me that pretty Rolling. Dick.
What?
Check.
All right, it works.
Okay. Matt.
Here.
Frakes.
Present.
Kevin.
Yo,
Mahogany.
Hi.
Noob.
What's poppin'?
Terrence.
The prettiest dick.
Nope. Oh, okay.
I'll be the judge of that.
So I had a smoke break between recordings, and I had a very eventful smoke break. I know how to hold a story until we start recording, unlike the rest of y'all. I saved this. Well, my brother has sent me a message for a new Beavis and Butthead movie trailer.
Whoa.
It's Beavis and Butthead on Zoom. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, I'll have to
watch
it.
But as I'm watching it, I hear the neighbor's dog going crazy, and I go to turn around and say to shut up, and the neighbor is in the backyard digging a hole. It's 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, and they're quietly digging a hole in the backyard.
I felt like it was an episode of the, or that movie, The Burbs. Like, I kind of want to go there tomorrow and dig up whatever it is they're burying and see what it is.
That's early for a body, though. You're right. Everybody knows that.
Don't eat chips while we're recording.
It is Walter Burroughs, so once it's dark, it's right time to ditch a body in your own backyard.
Maybe there's just something down that hole, and the meth is telling them that they need to get it right now.
I know these neighbors a little bit. I wouldn't say meth.
Huh.
They seem nice enough whenever Frakes was like barking at their dog during Nerd Bowl, right?
Acid or wouldn't you say acid or mushrooms?
Shit. It's gonna bite.
Frakes, you're not really a monk. Come out of the maze.
Maze master winner. Skag, maybe?
I don't believe I was barking at the dog.
You were trying to talk their language and communicate with them, if I remember correctly.
See, sometimes you feel like you won Nerd Bowl, and then you realize you missed out on this happening.
So much fun.
And now you're like, did you really win? I don't know.
I stepped in duty before I left, so I did not win.
Sounds like we had the most fun, losers.
Yeah.
Woof. Woof.
Yeah, y'all got some stickers. We had an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get to watch Matt fall into a green screen? No, you didn't.
I mean, we will.
No, we won't.
It wasn't recording.
You only get to see my reaction as I found my broken guitar behind the green screen.
I found it before you did.
With my face.
No, with this ass.
Aww.
Yeah, it was my ass.
It's a green screen, not a green wall.
It's really deceptive. Just saying.
Anywho, last episode was eventful.
It was.
Yes. As the story goes. It was very well edited, too.
Yes, amazing editing.
One can hope.
a lot of exposition of the story and a lot of the world being uncovered. Mm-hmm. And the lore of it, which is awesome when that happens.
Yeah, but it's going to be our least popular episode. Nobody likes info dumps, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, but everybody knew Akagi's mom was a criminal.
Cracker.
Crispy critter.
She wasn't at first, I'll say that. That is a new development.
You just didn't know that we did, but
anyone in town definitely knew that.
Oh, this is bad. I feel bad now.
You should. You're a horrible person for bringing it up. Go fuck yourself.
That's true. You should.
I'm sorry. I didn't use the bad word though that I'm not supposed to use. I didn't go there.
We can't say
cocktail.
We can't say cunt on this.
I was told we're not supposed to.
I'm sorry.
I've been holding off.
Just you personally.
Just me. I say it really good with a really enunciation on the U.
Coont?
Oh, isn't that writer who's like Stephen King knockoff?
Dean Koontz?
Dean Koontz, yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Not enough. Master of Terror, Dean Koontz.
Anyway. She did it for you, Akage. She did it for you.
Did she?
No, I don't think she did. I think she I think that's what happened when she got caught. This is just theory crafting here. I think that she got possessed when that happened. And then from the head.
Yeah.
When she was getting bled out, that ritual, I believe that's when the Dark Lady took her over.
That's a lot of head, that thing.
She fucked around and found out.
Ouch.
You should. Yeah, I mean, it's still your dad's fault, though, right?
It is your dad's fault.
I mean, ultimately,
your
don't we all blame our fathers?
A punk ass bitch.
I don't.
Yeah.
I blame Akage's father's glaive.
That's why he keeps trying to give it away.
Y'all want to talk about something that's been around? That fucking glaive has been around.
I've seen some shit.
It took lessons from his mom.
Everybody in this party has held that glaive, and there's even a moment where I think you used it as a stripper pole at one of the first meetings at the Brazen Bee. So,
I did.
That was a joke, but
no, he did. It was the prop for the joke, though.
What was it you said last episode? That's canon now.
That's canon. And that was Cullen, so you have to, you can't take that away. You'd be disgracing the dead, so.
Oh, that's fine. I'll dig him up.
Yeah. Cullen didn't get a chance to have a big exposition dump, so nobody really cares about his death.
It's the same as Nim's backstory.
But
that's what I'm saying. Gotcha.
Actually, Miss Sonder, I was hoping instead of Nim, you would just call me Cullen now.
Yes, this is his cloak that he used to wear, and his ferrets.
Beer fest.
Yeah.
Beer fest. Yeah. Could you just call me Fridge?
Oh, what a delightfully dumb movie.
Yeah. Can I clarify something with you, Tucker, in the last scene that you did?
Okay.
The Glade was saying that she's been diminished and all her anger has been removed. And what I think you were trying to say was that the Dark Lady is the Glade's, all of the Glade's, like, anger and hatred and all that separated from the Glade itself. Was that my understanding?
That was what you and Dorian picked up on.
Dope.
Yeah, as a listener, I took it as that those are two of the same part, two sides of the same coin. But maybe maybe I picked up on that wrong.
But no, it's the Glade and the Dark Lady are in fact same person. But the Glade
deity
is all of the deity's peace and serenity, and has somehow been trapped in this pocket dimension, while the darker half has been now set free.
So if we put it all back together, we get Mr. Rogers.
If you put it back together, then she's a whole god. And then you have that issue where the other gods were saying, her reawakening would throw a balance off. So who knows if them two coming back together, who knows which side would win in her personality. You might just be giving the Dark Lady more power.
Only I got a feeling if Nim got fucked, that there's never going to be a balance in the universe.
No, only one of us. Oh, I guess you kind of know, but you're dead.
No, I don't know that Amon and Sonder were the ones who were told that, right?
About the gods, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
So the rest of the party didn't know that.
Man, had a powwow. You're still dead, though, right, dude? I mean, your Kage is still dead?
His eyes opened at the end of it.
My eyes opened. That's when I realized...
I thought
she was going there and just suck your body clean of blood. I thought she was calling over to you to drink your blood.
And then I would be the Glade as my next character.
Now you'd be gone.
That'd be a good character to play where you're just stuck in a pocket dimension the whole time. You see once every 15 episodes.
Yeah, we're just, exactly. Constantly getting emails and texts from him. Oh, come on.
Stole this from the end of Avatar, didn't you, Topher?
No. Kage, I know my vehicle insurance has run out. Damn it, stop.
You know how where you've had an idea for a long time that you eventually think that it was yours and then you realize it was just the end of Avatar?
Yeah.
Happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like where Avatar ended and realized it was just Dances with Wolves or Pocahontas. In space.
Or The Last Samurai.
Or Pocahontas.
I realized the Dungeons and Dragons movie and Shrek end the same way, with the dragon eating the bad guy.
I feel like that would happen a lot, though.
Yeah, instead of bearded dwarf women, it's donkey dragon sex. That's the only real big difference, right?
Yeah, like someone
donkey dragon sex.
Someone has sex with a dragon. Shrek's an ass man, right? Making Shrek the superior film because that,
right. Smash Mouth.
It's more inclusive.
Yeah. Also,
dragon fetishists.
Shrek had a lot more actors than the Dungeons and Dragons movie. That had Jeremy Irons.
He was acting for everybody.
That was the only actor. Yeah.
And Damon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans.
Or Marlon, sorry.
I said actor.
That's the real shame of the Dungeons & Dragons movies, because if you have seen Kevin's favorite movie,
Requiem for a Dream.
I thought it was Discworld, but the dwarf song.
Marlon Wayans can act.
Yeah.
He just chose not to for that Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Was the same year. Did they really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was all used up.
That's what
he was used up.
He was just wrung out like a rag for Requiem and said,
I will stand behind that movie. I love it. It is super the most dark movie.
How many times have you watched it, though?
Love it. 4 or 5.
Wow.
Jesus, that explains so much about you.
I've never watched it more than once. It is an unwatchable masterpiece.
Yeah.
Everybody should watch it one time. That should be enough.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Requiem for a Dream. I've never heard of it. Is the worst ending you could possibly imagine.
Well, don't spoil
it. Three different storylines.
Don't spoil that 15-year-old movie.
20.
It's Marlon Wayans and is that Jared Leto?
No, Jared Leto.
And who's
Requiem
the
Jen Connelly?
Mahogany,
have you not seen Requiem for a Dream?
I think we've got your
headphones. Have you not seen Requiem for a Dream?
No.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't want spoilers either.
It's a 2020 movie. What the hell are you talking about?
It's a 2000 movie, but
I remember watching Pi, and then they were like, it was like, you know, the making of Requiem for a Dream, and like, I was like, I want to see this movie, but I never watched it.
You should. It's a good movie, but you won't want to watch it ever again.
That's kind of why I haven't watched it yet, because people keep talking about it and telling me, like, you know, this is, you're never going to want to see it again. It's like, well, now I don't want to see it yet.
I've watched but it I do want to five see it. Times, and I think it is a gorgeous film.
Yeah, but you're also a deeply damaged person.
It is Jared Leto. And it's on Prime, for those that have Prime. So.
Yeah.
I'll watch that after the show, I guess. I've never seen it.
Let me know when you're going to watch it, because for the next 3 days, I'll know why you're in a kind of a sour mood.
But it's worth it.
It is worth it. It's worth it.
Really?
Your emotional health.
See, that's what I mean. It's like, I want to watch it when I'm in that mood.
The problem is it's being built up too much for y'all now.
Don't listen to them. Listen to me.
Yeah, listen to Kevin.
Experience it. And then come back to us with your response.
I'll tell you my story and then we're going to start the game.
Okay.
All right.
I was in college. I was experimenting with a lot of different drugs. I'd never heard of the movie. And a buddy of mine put it on. And I thought, in the first few moments of the movie, I was like, oh, this is going to be like kind of a dark comedy. And then the rest of the movie happened. I watched that movie. I didn't get up. I didn't go pee. I didn't go get another drink. I was in that movie. It is a phenomenal filmed, acted. It's a great movie. I was depressed for 3 days afterwards. Because it is also deeply flawed and terrible and dark movie. And it's not a comedy. But I went in like, oh, this should be fun. Oh my God.
Oh, it's got a Wayans in it.
Hey, there's Marlon Wayans. I wonder if this is going to be like, I'm going to get you, sucker. It was not. It was not at all. No rib conversations.
All right, that's enough. I'm going to watch it tonight. No. I'll report back.
Welcome back to Homebrew Detritus.
You'll call back in 5 to 7 days.
No. I'll post tonight, you motherfuckers. That's what I'll post.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, hello. So last week, we had... you know, all that happened.
Yeah.
This week, more things are going to happen, hopefully. But let's pick up with Razbad.
Razbad,
there is a knock on your door early one morning.
Knock, knock, knock.
It's a little early. But, what can Razbad's shop do for you?
As you open the door, you see the familiar shape of a halfling followed by a hound. I'm afraid, Razbad, it's time again.
Gimme, Give me but a second to gather my materials. Gather my materials and head out.
Over the course of the day, Task walks around town, regathering the heroes of Yharnam early, early in the morning. They've all had over a month to rest and do their own business and make changes in the world. Gathers them all up for a meeting in what was very briefly Cullen's home, but more so still Father Solomon's.
Yeah,
nice. You guys all gather in and reacquaint yourselves with each other. We're gonna roll for new hit points for your new levels.
Woo-hoo! I forgot this was a dice rolling game.
I forgot we did this live.
She goes to hell.
Why, did you already give yourself max hit points there, Kage? Huh?
No, I rolled a 9.
Oh, well, too late.
Yeah, I backed it out.
Roll it again. And then just lie and say, oh, I got a 9 again.
If we had a dice rolling app out, I would just do that there.
Whose phone is vibrating, by the way?
It ain't me.
It might have been mine.
Okay, I just keep hearing it.
So unprofessional.
It's not you, is it? As that is also your microphone? Or your camera? Yeah, no, that's your microphone.
It's a camera.
Me?
It's your camera.
Me?
No.
Yes, yeah. It's my camera and mine's on silent.
I don't want to hear anything
from you about sounds that I make until you replace that keyboard. So shut up.
Clackety clack. Don't talk back.
I can't believe it's me. Who wants to go first, Frank? With what are you at now? Level 5?
Yeah, level 5.
I'll do it.
All right.
I honestly don't remember. Really
what you got for level 5?
7.
Yeah.
7. What'd you roll? A D?
8.
D8. Oh, nice. So what's new for Dorian at level 5?
Just another Magus level. Few spells, that sort of thing. Not much.
Nothing you want to share with the class then, huh?
No, I mean, just literally nothing much to level 2 of anything.
Because you're multi-class and this is only second level for Magus?
Yeah.
Fun. Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay.
I got a dice in my hand. D10. Crackbox. 1.
All right. So you'll take that. You'll take that 6.
That's fine.
Because you rolled a D10. Yeah.
Yep.
So
I figured that would happen.
What at a Kage level? You stick with your same class?
Yeah, I stuck with Samurai. The warrior poet archetype. And actually, that brings up an interesting question. After my resurrection, or reincarnation, or whatever it is, can I get rid of all these dwarf nonsense?
Yeah, because...
So are you back? We haven't covered that. We were going to cover it,
but your party is all surprised to see if you haven't already. Obviously, Dorian has. Akage is no longer a dwarf. Akage is once again his old self.
That pretty little dark-haired youth.
But his eyes seem haunted.
He keeps growing a beard. Can he keep the beard?
Nope.
You know, your possessed mother out there is murdering Dav. But you can't quite remember who Dav is or why that's important. Sorry, Josh. I murdered your bump bucket dude pretty quickly there.
He did.
I thought he was going to be like a doppelganger or something and, you know, sticks the finger in the eye and he just sort of melts around it. Nope. Straight up murder.
I'm straight up murdered.
Mida.
Not every buff bucket will make it forever.
No, but I will say this, that, I mean, revealing to the world what we all knew to be true is a great way to use a bump bucket, so it's great.
Anything else, Akage, there for your level?
Yeah, sorry. I was just doing a little housekeeping.
Yeah, that's very entertaining.
I took, well, y'all were vamping for me, so I let it ride. I've got 3 uses of resolve per day, so I can remove any effects or reroll saves with that. I got a new flourish called Kitsune's Mystique. I gain improved feint as a bonus feat, ignoring all prerequisites. And when I use spring attack or take a move action to move, I can attempt to feint against one creature I threaten during my movement as part of that move.
I'm sure that's an ability you'll never forget to use.
Yeah, exactly. I got any feats at 5th level.
Everyone gets a feat at 5th level.
Improved feint.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I got that took mobility? Yeah, I took mobility as my 5th level feat. Meaning that I'm harder to hit, and now that I'm back to my Kitsune fighting shape, I'm even harder to hit than I was as a dwarf.
Real quick, Akage, is your native language by chance first speech?
Is it what?
First speech.
No, it's Sylvan.
Okay. I have an extra language now, and I wanted to make sure I could speak the language of all the group.
Yeah, common.
Yeah, so who's next? If that's Akage, if that's your coolest stuff, is, you know, that. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that is all of my goodness that I got.
Yeah, just tell me the cool points. Who's next?
I'm ready.
All right.
So, then we did get some cool things, because anybody who's played a caster, odd level wizard, get some extra spells and a new spell level, which is 3rd, which I was able to pick up some new things. I got Fireball I paid for Fireball, basically. We had scrolls of that from Mr. Cullen left behind. I got a number of good spells, and I ended up with my boon from the dwarves. What I learned from their libraries could have been a single level 4 spell that I could start using at level 7, or I could have taken 2 level 3 spells. I opted for two level 3s.
Okay.
Which I ended up taking Haste and Spiked Pit.
Very nice.
To everyone's joy.
Yeah.
And I also got 2 for leveling, you know, 2 additional spells for leveling. So one of those was Summon Monster 3, which I'm excited to use. I think I've already sent you my monsters I'm going to be using.
I have not put them in the system yet. So you can't cast that spell.
Well, you better stop me before one round of casting. So
I got you. I'll just shoot you with an arrow or something.
That's fine. Yep. I'll just be. Don't worry, I'm going to watch that movie, and then that'll happen, so I'll be good and sullen for a week.
Perfect.
Sullen.
So I was able to take some good spells. I'm going to roll my hit points.
Yeah.
And I'm trying without a tower tonight, because my tower seems to... Well, my ottoman likes to throw my dice off the... Try one time. One more time. Stay on there. There we go. I rolled a 3. All that for a...
And that was a D...
D6, yeah, it's a little wizard, so D6, I got a +1 con, so, yeah.
You get 5 hit points.
I'll just ride my hero lab.
I'm excited to be level 3, or level 5, and have level 3 spells. That's always awesome, so that's good.
Yeah, new spell levels for a wizard's always dope.
And for the first time in 5 levels, I actually have a familiar, so that's a good thing, and he has some pretty special abilities as an emissary that he can help the group with.
What'd you spend your bonus feat on?
Oh, my bonus feat, I went to
was it Craft Wondrous Items?
I did not, because it just didn't seem
because fuck the right. Group.
No, here, Mr. Maker, Blacksmith.
I don't play that way, but I end up taking Knowledge is Power, which gives me...
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
You get to add your intelligence bonus
to CMD and B.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
I use that for my grapple wizard.
Yeah, when I read that, I said, I bet Toker took this.
Yeah, totally took that.
It's worth it.
I get to add my strength and intelligence to grapple checks as a wizard. Yep.
Grapple yeah, cadabra.
I mean, the craft skills and the meta magic skills are good, but and maybe I should have took some of those. But for the kind of wizard I like to play, those don't come into play too much, especially in a world where we're trying to kind of keep everything balanced. I didn't want to.
In a world. One second.
Yeah. So that's where I went with on that. And I took I actually amped my fortitude. Pretty boring with the other one because my fortitude saves suck.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear who wants to go next.
Cool stuff. That's it.
Razbat will go next. And as a fifth level inquisitor, I get to be able to discern lies, which will help when I inquisit. But as my feet come up, I took the step up feat. If anyone takes a 5-foot step away from me, I can choose to follow them as a free action.
It's a good
so, to this encounter and take out all the wizards I was about to have fight y'all.
That's not a good idea anyway.
And for my hit dice, I rolled a 6 on a d8.
All right.
Bullshit. I'm just kidding. That's fine. It.
You'll take it and you'll like it.
Yeah.
I like how you addressed how you've yet to inquisit once, but definitely intend to.
The first opportunity.
There are plans for inquisiting Abby.
I know we've told this.
Take a live prisoner.
I know we've told this on the show before, but that time that our buddy Jacob was gaming with us with the Inquisitor, who specifically put in a part where he could interrogate somebody, and he just wasn't doing it. Somebody was like, "Hey, Inquisitor, maybe you want to inquisit?" For weeks, that was the funniest thing that had happened.
That was so funny. Jacob's like, no. Nah, I got nothing.
I got nothing to say.
Seems trustworthy.
I didn't pick Inquisitor the Inquisiting. I picked Inquisitor because I like the teamwork feat, so get out of my face.
I think he's told us enough.
All right. Zander, which one of y'all wants to go next?
I'll go.
Go for it.
I did the mechanics of this 2 weeks ago, so I don't especially super remember. But I know I took a feat. I did.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure it was spell focus. I can't remember which one.
That's a good one.
Of them. Because I have a couple. But yeah. Raising some DCs for some spells. I got a couple new spells. I got another second level spell. I lost my spell tab. What'd I get? I took Ghostbane Dirge. Because I feel like, you know, in case we run into the incorporeal.
Yeah, they suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very close that y'all did it at the end of the Dwarven Doors adventure, too, because that was those two shades. If you hadn't had a way to hit do damage to incorporeal creatures, that would have been terrible for y'all.
Mm. Yeah, so I took that, and then I took Bless as another first level spell. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I guess it's time to roll for some hit points. Don't suck. I mean, 4 is not that bad.
4 on a what?
4 on a d8.
Oh, then 5.
Yay!
Yeah.
Even though 6 would have been better.
Yeah, yep. 7 or 8 would have been even better.
The best.
You know, that's
In case you didn't know how numbers work.
I'm an oracle, not a mathematician.
Damn it, Tim.
Literally the opposite.
All right. Was there anything else there, Sander?
No. I would like to know what is up with this this rock I got.
That's right. You got something too, because
I got a magic rock.
Your magical crossbow didn't seem like nearly benefit enough.
I agree.
Yeah, everybody else got all this cool shit.
Yeah, well, you got your crossbow that you don't want to use.
Ring taken off my finger. I think that's more powerful than anyone else's magic item they could ever get.
And you, you can shrink a cyclops.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I mean, maybe that's good.
All right, so what you got, Mahogany, was an amulet of the spirits. And when you get an amulet of the spirits, they're normally attuned to one of several of the oracle mysteries you can pick. But this coming from the dwarves, yours is an amulet of spirits of stone. This rounded river rock hangs from a copper chain. Once per day, as a swift action, the wearer can activate a ward of stone, granting herself DR5 and a mantine against the next two melee attacks. So it gives you DR. So it gives you DR5 unless the weapon they're using is adamantine against their next two melee attacks, and it lasts for 1 minute. So whichever, either you get hit first or a minute passes, and it'll go away.
All right.
In addition,
that's pretty awesome.
Once per day, as a swift action, the wearer can cause a creature within 30 feet to become slightly magnetic. This effect lasts for 2 rounds. Whenever the creature is attacked by a melee or ranged weapon made primarily of metal, it takes a -4 penalty to AC.
Dope.
Yep, and there is no save. So you can just go, hey, for the next 2 rounds, that creature gets a -4 penalty to AC against any metal weapons.
Oh, you get Ernest Goes to Jail powers.
Okay.
And you're fucking Saunders. Magneto, right? I mean,
man, that makes Saunders me like even better. Saunders
is becoming super buff. Buffer for the group with her,
and I'll show you how to put that into the. I'm pretty sure we've got it for Hero Lab.
Well, I mean, I found it. I'm just like, I'm once per day, so it's actually where I call it. Okay,
yeah,
just once per day. Gotcha.
Once per day, it basically it has two different abilities, and each of them can be used once per day.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, interesting, very cool. Thank you.
Fun little quirky items are my favorite.
And in clothes.
One of my personal favorite Toker weird items was the basically a panini press for a barbarian. He had a magic item that let him make a sandwich once per day.
Well, that wasn't me. Was it? I mean, it sounds great.
You can make a sandwich once per day. Kevin dreams about D&D. Everybody just dreams about it.
The story I remember that you had told me was you had a barbarian that had a magic item that once per day, when he prayed to it, it would make him a sandwich.
What?
That might have been a sexist joke from my childhood, if we're being honest. I've changed a lot since then, and I apologize to the listeners.
And I apologize to sandwiches.
In my head canon, Kevin just dreamed that.
Yeah, because I don't remember that at all.
I hope that's a new item, though.
Hey, I could have dreamt it. That is completely possible.
Because I feel like somebody in our group said that, like, each character could have... Like, they ran a campaign. It might have been you, Terrence, where they ran a campaign where people could have a magic item that was free but was mostly useless, like it was only like a flavor magic item, and people could come up with like, oh, this one always has, you know, sand in it, or this one keeps water at perfect room temperature, you know, just
That sounds like something I might do, but I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't know if that was you or somebody else was talking about just, you know, everybody gets a magical item, but it can't be anything that would ever get you out of any game situation. It's just something stupid for flavor.
Once a day, this machine makes crunchy sandwiches.
But you don't know what the crunch is.
No!
Amon, tell us about Amon.
Well, let's start with hit points. Yeah. So I can go ahead and write that down. I get 1d8, and 1d8 gets me 8. Fuck yeah.
All right, so on one person rod tonight. All right, see y'all next week.
That puts me up
to... We found the liar of the group.
48 total. First thing I get is my fervor. Yeah, my fervor. I get to lay on hands, essentially. I can do that for 2d6 now.
Okay.
I can make my weapon holy for 5 rounds a day. I got some new spells. I got a bloodbath and bone shaker. Some good ones.
That's just things that you picked up at the store, or?
I get every spell off the cleric list, man.
Yeah, he went to Bloodbath and Beyond.
Don't worry, already in the book. He just has to learn how to read them.
Turns out Terrence, or me and Toker have been playing the whip characters wrong this entire time.
That sounds like us. Yeah.
So I can't make attacks of opportunity, but I can attack 5, 10, and 15 feet away. So that's a plus.
You can't make attacks of opportunity at all?
No, not with a whip.
What? Why? It's a really quick weapon. It seems like a really quick weapon to be able to do that.
Yeah, you think about it. You gotta bring that up and back. Yeah. And
well, that's why I took the feat improve whip master or whip mastery, and the next level I get improve whip mastery, which lets me make attacks of opportunity.
It's all in the wrist, right? It's just.
Mm-hmm. I think the difference was is I was using a Slayer's Whip when I was running the whip build, and that one can make attacks of opportunity, but it only has a reach of 10 feet.
That's a good trade-off.
Eventually, you can take one of the feats that adds 5 feet to it, so then it's like a normal whip.
That's improved whip master. Yeah,
you have to be like level 8 or something like that before you can get it.
And then Amon spent his money at the Dwarven Magic Shop for Eyes of the Death Watch. Any creature within 30 feet of me, I know if they're undead or alive. They can't fake being dead in front of me, because I know. And if I can know if something's badly injured.
That's good. That's good.
Kage is now an undead.
Is he?
He's died 3 times. I feel like we just have to put that template on.
I mean, his grandfather
Revenant?
No, you can be Kevin. You're Kevin now.
Since we're fighting a lot of undead, this would be a good thing to have.
Well, you were fighting a lot of undead. Who knows what you're going to fight next?
No, they'll be useless.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I mean,
they are.
When there was that lull between the part that I wrote and the part that Terrence wrote, I was very concerned that he was just going to be like, all right, fuck you, roll a new character.
I mean, honestly, you should at this point, sir.
Not until he's permanently dead without any hope of resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So the third time you die, so episode 35, I'm going to estimate.
We need to run a discount on Akage dying, though. We really
On our Patreon, yeah.
Yeah, it should be a discount. It's like 20 bucks now. It's like...
No, but if someone pays for him to die, he's not coming back. He's dead.
That reminds me. I forgot a few things last episode. Akage, that failed fort save you made several episodes ago. We were supposed to do a backstory about how you had to go get cured for leprosy.
Oh.
You contracted leprosy from that save.
You're welcome.
That's why your tail fell off.
Yeah, so that was another gift from the dwarves as a little medical aid to get rid of your skin disease.
Nice.
Yeah. And Amon, so my buddy Max wanted to be a member of our Patreon.
It's the little brother.
Well, I didn't need that sound on. But
there's some conditions.
Let's see what it was that he sent me. He is now a Patreon subscriber, but I had to do a little wheeling and dealing.
Thanks, Max.
I don't like this.
Because you shouldn't.
Does this Max someone that both of you know?
I don't know this person.
He doesn't know. He had some issues getting Patreon to work. Here we go. So he sends me a message out of the blue. Okay, what's the going rate for discomfort like IBS or lupus? And I told him you can't put a price on those things. And then it goes.
They're priceless.
No, like I can't afford to kill a character. I would love to support your new business like that, but I can't. what can we work out for a little lupus or irritable bowel syndrome? Or narrow urethra. He was very open to some things.
Yeah, that's good. Open-minded person.
I have a narrow urethra.
I gotta bring this up at the next Patreon meeting. This needs to be a thing.
He signs up. And I was like, word, thank you, boss. Who do you want to give IBS to? Or lupus. Or narrow urethra.
Narrow urethra.
So he goes, who let out that ear-piercing yelp? Nerd yelp. And I was like, ooh, I think that's Kevin. Kevin tends to get loud enough to spike up the old headphones. I was like, he plays Razband.
Yes, I'm known to be loud.
So Kevin, he goes, nah, he looks cool. I wanted to be the noob with the K-pop cat ears.
K-pop mic.
So the first,
with a clacky keyboard.
Whenever we get to our first combat, you will be suffering from irritable bowel syndrome.
I'm so glad you're willing to sell us out for $3 a month.
Yeah.
That's
he paid one three. He was up there. I had to send him stickers even. So like, you know.
Okay. All right.
This isn't some cheap friend.
Seriously.
Tucker, if you give me a wish right now, I'll waste it on my IBS.
No, nothing gets rid of this. This is a Patreon. This is like a god.
Spam paid for. You're not getting rid of it with a stupid wish.
I'm paying money for other things.
We're going to get some more Patreons. This is happening.
I'm going to join Patreon just to give him more IBS later.
Please do. I'm paying money for Tums.
What is the mechanics of IBS in the Pathfinder game system?
That'll be a nice surprise whenever we get to a combat. it'll fill your heart and your pants with warmth.
Well, like you're taking a lot of assumptions there, Toker.
That's because that scorpion was toxic.
There you go. So to get back to the game, everybody's leveled up. This was a very strange conversation you had with Task at the table at Cullen's quick home. Once you're all caught up, he goes, all right, the dwarves have requested our services.
Again?
Well, they didn't actually request our services before. We just intervened and helped out, but... Yes, pretty much. There are two islands off the coast of Yharnam that make up the Hallowed Isles. Once every month or so, the dwarves make it a point to send a scout ship over there to make sure no nefarious creatures have set up camp. Very rarely, goblin pirates or the harpies from this land will go over there to try and set up base camps, and it could get out of hand if we let something like that go on too far. Plus, the caves have been known to harvest strange beasts from time to time. They've been... The name the Hallowed Isles isn't just a moniker. It's very accurate. Those mountains over there were gutted for the stones that the dwarves use for their magic craft. The reason I'm telling you this is the scout ship they sent before has failed to return. And the divination magics they use to keep track of their ships is failing. They believe, after your success with the Dark Lady in the battle, that maybe you may be better equipped to go over there and see what has become of their scout ship, and maybe make sure that the island itself is not changed. The Mia of the Greymanes, I believe Nim here knows her best. She's the leader of the the magical side of the four dwarf houses.
That's who I'll talk to.
She's the one who gave you access to the library. She's kind of worked with you hand in hand. her and a small regiment would like to come with you, but they don't want to be any more short-handed on their side.
I'm sorry.
As a halfling, I represent that remark.
You're just such a giant in our hearts. I hardly even think about it, to be honest with you.
Look at these other short-handed people.
But not to also overlook the fact that the dwarven city was just assaulted by creatures from the Underdark just a mere month ago. I believe a lot of their soldiers are still wounded or recuperating, and some of the Underdark tribes are still rebelling and trying to find weak points, even though they don't seem to be as focused as they were before. So your help in this is crucial. And with the payment they garnered you in your last adventure, I figured you would be more than up for the challenge. Are you?
Oh, of course. I mean, we've proven to give results. That's probably why they called for us specifically. I assume they called for us specifically.
They did.
I, for one, would jump at the chance to explore the other islands and their mysteries.
Yes.
Also, now that, well, you've become faces, heroes of Yharnam, people recognize, there's not much we can do as far as the secretive side of what the order was before, but this could help us build relations with the dwarven people, the order specifically.
I will have to point out that my face is no longer what it was.
Yeah, forgive me, but who are you?
This is Akage.
Hello, Nim. It is me, Akage.
You might not recognize him because he can reach the top shelf now.
Sorry, my memory's a little fuzzy, or maybe your face is a little fuzzy, but...
He's undead!
Kill him!
I have resorted to my original form.
Dorian looks smug.
Yes, with the help of Dorian, I have been restored.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It was bittersweet. Mostly sweet. I mean, look at this body. It is sleek.
How's your mother, Akage?
Shut up.
No, I mean, he was talking about all his visions and stuff with his mom. Is she okay? Everything's good?
Is your mom alive?
I never mentioned the visions with my mom. Y'all can go right the fuck to hell.
You did.
You did.
Yeah. Right before the Yellow Sword convinced us not to rest before we opened up the doors and the dwarf right.
The previous visions, not the new visions.
That's right, the previous visions.
Yeah. So we would definitely be concerned.
We would be concerned because you said the whole reason we needed to rush into those doors was because she was in peril and her life was in danger and you wanted to get out.
You're waiting
until
now to ask about this? We've had a whole month off.
Yes, we've had months.
Y'all been off doing your thing, like little
titterings.
Well,
this is where we, like, yeah, exchange information, is it not?
It hasn't come up.
It can be, yeah.
All right.
Well, we haven't had an opportunity, honestly.
If I do appreciate your concern, and if you must know, she has left.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Ironically,
she's like a nice person.
Ironically, she left to restore me to this form that you see here. And I have no means to get in contact with her to let her know that her quest is unnecessary.
Right, I have this carrier pigeon right here, so if you want to write a note, we can let her know.
And send it to where? The
boat? I bought this mess, or a scroll ascending, so...
Oh, good. So, let us use that.
So many forms of communication.
I don't have a scroll ascending.
I ain't got shit.
I actually took the spell of sending...
At any rate,
if there has been a way for me to actually send a message out to my mother to say, there's no need for you to leave, I have returned to my normal form, please return, I await a response.
Yeah, well, you know that your mother's body is inhabited by the Dark Lady now, so...
So I actually know that.
Oh, yeah, wasn't a vision. That was divine sight.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't right, this might be happening.
Let's back that up. Yeah, so
I thought you just didn't want the rest of the group to know. That's that your what I mother thought was...
too. Maybe he was holding information, but no. Okay.
These are my companions. I thought that was just a what if. No, that is something that I know for a fact.
Okay, yes. Wait. Before you go on, I assume we would have talked after the resurrection. No, and like we never got to do any role playing there.
Yeah, you stabbed me.
You straight up stabbed me without any warning.
Well,
I didn't know that's what you wanted. Jesus, that hurt a lot.
Well, my mentor always said it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. And I didn't know if it was going to work, so...
You didn't know it was going to work? You stabbed me not knowing?
I had a very strong feeling it was going to work.
It's manslaughter tops.
But the point is, we've learned all kinds of things. One, this creature is way more powerful than it let on. In here. Two, we've learned that, I guess we both know her secret now, right?
She makes the gods uneasy.
That she is part of a bisected god of something. And, mostly she's acting as a genus loci for this island right now, while the rest of her rampages and spews hate and murders people. Do we want to tell the rest of the party this? Actually, that's another thing. Would she have wanted to keep that a secret? Like, that seems like something that's... Yeah.
We would ask her if like, she wants that known.
I gave you this information to do with as you will.
Understood.
Then I have one final question, and you will never see me again if that's your wish. Can you live if the other part of you is destroyed?
I would not know.
Ah. All right.
Is it your wish to combine you?
I don't know if that's good or bad for you.
Fucking gods.
I'm the one trapped here. She's the one out.
Right.
So fuck her, right?
She may have that information.
That's not something... Oh, dear. If only we had a way to talk to her in a more convenient, less terrifying mortal form. But how will we find something like that, Akage? I have no idea.
Where could she be?
So, about that.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, smash cut to the bar.
Smash cut to the bar. As for my mother, well, she is no longer my mother.
What do you mean?
We have not heard from the Dark Lady in quite some time because the Dark Lady has left. Inside the body of the Jade Vixen, my mother. I watched her kill Dav.
Who?
Yeah, who's that again?
Exactly. I've met him.
Yes, Dav, the man who opened his home to me.
I thought that was your house. No, I guess you did mention someone owned it. Why can't I remember this person? Anyway.
Oh, he brought me a book once in the library, I think. I don't...
Yeah, well, while I was recovering or returning to this body or whatever I was doing, between when Akage when Dorian stabbed me, right here.
You what? Dorian stabbed you.
God damn it.
It worked out for the best. Look, I am me again.
It was surgery.
Yes, he was cutting me. He was giving me a full body transplant.
One must hurt to heal sometimes. Moving on.
Yeah, I had someone tell me that one time for 50 years.
Those of us who have seen the Glade, she is the Dark Lady, and the Dark Lady is her. And now the Dark Lady is in the body of Jade Vixen, who I can no longer in good conscience call my mother. Because as far as I know, my mother is now dead.
And not to be cold, Akage.
But here.
But I have not met the Glade Lady that you speak of.
Yes.
nor the Dark Lady that you speak of, but I have heard tales of both, and I would like your opinion on, of the two, which do you think is stronger?
Oh, well, I can offer an opinion on that. The Dark Lady is stronger simply by dint of being free to act as she wills. The creature in the glade is strapped to the tree there, unable to extend her will beyond her cat's paws.
So of combining or rejoining the two, would we have an evil goddess that feels bad about it, or a good goddess that wants to do bad? I guess is the question.
Perhaps.
I feel that slaying the Dark Lady might allow the glaive to re-enter the body. It is what I personally am hoping.
Or it may kill her.
Yes, we're all confused on that one.
We are free of the Dark Lady.
Yes, but then we will lose such a wonderful creature as the glade.
More importantly, the creature is intensely tied to the natural cycle of this island. It might literally kill everything on it.
Yes. And the Dark Lady is, we are not free of the Dark Lady, she's simply put upon others.
Yes. If we could find a way to bind the creature and join them together in a safe way where one is definitely in control, that is
a way that's balanced.
I'm not sure about balance, but I'd rather it be weighted in our favor than balanced, to be honest with you.
The amount of goodness that I feel in the presence of the glade seems to be equal to the amount of evil that I felt in the presence of the Dark Lady right before she killed me the first time with the use of her undead giants. I have led a very strange life.
When's your 20th birthday, Kage?
It's not quite there.
It is a few months away.
Yeah. So.
And I'm assuming this tale telling is also serving to inform the halfling of what we have discovered.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has any input. We're all eager to hear it, leader of the secret society we're all part of.
Yeah.
Not the leader, just merely higher up than you are.
My apologies.
Oh, burn!
Oh.
Is it?
And now,
it
how much...
you in
how
your
secret,
place.
How secret is that secret society in regards to us? I mean, are we still in the secret society considering how people know our faces?
I think we're public associates of a secret society.
Yeah. The order still exists. People don't know you're a member of the order, but you're too popular now to be doing much order business. Or not popular, but famous.
Far too famous to maintain secrecy. Or
I'm sure tiny dwarf children are running door to door telling everybody about the good deeds you guys did.
Most definitely.
Future exposition from Mahogany.
Yeah, we need some more Yharnam Times reports. Just say, for future reference.
Not to put any pressure on you or anything.
No, those were good, though.
It was definitely in the works for next week.
Just
do
us one
right now. Very good.
Right now, see what you got.
Off the cuff. Writing.
Go ahead.
Or eat that cracker. It's fine. Right. We just don't have enough time. This cracker is too tasty.
It's awesome. Brisket. I'm going to chew it for 10 minutes or so.
I had to mute my
mic. I have a gallon of water.
It's a rye crisp.
So parched. To Tass, this is all first time he's getting this information. And he says, I do have places to gather information about the subjects you've mentioned more so than you would. So maybe. By the time you return from the Hallowed Isles, I will have more. Do Sander or Amon, mainly Sander, I think, say anything about the visions they had when they were outside of Yharnam?
To the rest of the group, to your trusted associates, people you love and care for.
I mean, like I said,
I know we'll keep your secrets.
I was telling them that the gods are uneasy, mostly.
Okay.
That's vague. That's sufficiently religiously vague. Thank you.
You're welcome. Icy's been keeping an eye on you, some of you for a while. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll let them know that I feel like this is probably a good time to let them know that I had a vision while I was away. Mm-hmm. And like Amon says, the gods are uneasy.
Well, there was that one key point where the Dark Lady was saving the king for last.
Did I hear everything Mahogany heard too?
Yeah, because the gods were speaking as one. The only thing you didn't hear was the very last line her god said about her will being more powerful than her father's.
Ah, okay, making sure. And yeah, I'll point that out, that at the very least, I believe the king is safe.
For now.
For right? now. Yeah. They say they want to save him for last.
Hmm. That means so he must have some connection, at least bloodline-wise, to this Dark Lady. I will investigate it.
And he's a target.
Why are these creatures so fixated on bloodlines? I wonder aloud, hoping Tack will also...
Yeah, how does this, How could Cromwell and the Dark Lady have shared bloodlines? What more do you know?
They may not share bloodlines, but... Between the creatures we've encountered, it seems there was... It's not like Yharnam was taken over peacefully. It seems there was a whole race of creature that lives here that was obliterated from the planet.
Would Nim have uncovered anything in his studies over the last 4 or 5 weeks? Specifically?
Not about... Well, I mean, give me a history check.
Yeah, I can do that.
Do it. Do it.
Hey, I rolled an 18.
You can do it!
Hold on a second, I gotta put my shit there. I got it pulled up. History... 32.
You're doing math as slow as me.
So yeah, you're able to, with the books that they give you access to in the Dwarven Kingdoms, you were able to ascertain that there is... something that's hinted to in those books but isn't described. Give me a diplomacy check.
You know I'm a wizard, right? Like an asshole fuck you wizard. All right, so
you're
a 13.
Nice guy wizard.
I am a nice guy, but I'm not diplomatic per se.
You're socially awkward.
Yes, so I have a -1 to diplomacy, but it gives me a 12.
Okay. You were able to schmooze a little bit with Mia just from y'all's time working together.
Hey, baby.
She gives you access to some older tomes, ones that aren't allowed for people outside of the dwarves to read.
The magazine's in the wrapper with the black bars on front, right?
But she will ask that you promise not to disclose any information you gather from that book to anybody else.
I'll make that promise and I will keep it.
Then you do know more about the bloodlines, but you will not be able to tell the party because that information comes from that book.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to keep it
You do know that Task is close to getting that subject, and hopefully he has ways to get to that same information.
Okay, can I say this then? That, Mr. Task, I will say that I feel like you are on the right track. That there are histories buried beneath histories in this land.
He gives you a look like knowing that you know more than you're letting on, but nods. Maybe he understands where you got your information from, and he might even understand a promise that you made.
Yeah, I can, Yeah, so promises are, I have to have permission to give, to break that, in other words.
Which might mean you going back to Mia and telling her your situation.
The good thing we're taking her with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's with us, right?
She'll be coming with you.
So, good talk.
So at
good
that,
job.
You are... Are you guys done catching up with each other?
Any other questions? Any dangling participles?
No.
My stomach hurts, y'all, so
Okay, then. Well, see you next week.
I think that was a Amon.
That's an Amon saying that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See your IBS.
How'd you call it, Shepard?
Thank you. I call out to the barkeep. Can I get a ginger beer, please?
You're not at a bar.
Oh, we're not?
You were at Cullen's temporary home.
Oh, yeah. Then I go get a ginger beer for
him. Cullen, before he died, had a bar installed in the first level. So,
Mr. Nim, can we please have a ginger beer and some bitters?
I don't live here. I'm not Cullen.
Technically,
I have his coat. You his do live familiar. Here.
Actually, where is Akagi? Is he just still living in that dead merchant's house?
He knows the merchant's dead, but you know.
So this is where Nim would be living. It's the only spare house we have. Nim, this is your house now.
I guess so. I mean, the order would have put me up somewhere. I've been back here all of 6 weeks.
Yeah, this house. That's where the order put you up.
Yeah. Well, Akage would be giving all of his scribe and calligraphy wages to the widow of Dav.
Yeah, Dav didn't have a wife. You don't
Dav's
think
Dav's widow doesn't remember who he was?
Maybe he did.
But she doesn't remember either.
maybe it's just the head servant. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, it was just him, the merchant.
Yeah,
he was banging your mom too.
Oh, come on,
squatter. It's
fine.
Oh. Well, all right.
No more your mama jokes. All right, one more. I won't do it.
Your mom.
I mean.
Go ahead.
Your mama's so possessed. Okay, I don't know.
who am I to spite her a healthy sex life?
Yeah, well said, sir.
Condoms do not exist in my made-up world.
That's why you're here.
No!
Accurate, as a matter of fact.
Oh. That's why all my characters, their mom is dead whenever I make a character in our worlds.
I am, in fact, an illegitimate son. It's in my backstory.
So no more questions for the party. You guys are all caught up with each other?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
You guys are led to the dwarven doors.
No.
They are open already.
Oh,
you guys make your way in.
Oh no.
There was that.
We have no dwarves in the party.
Let me get through this because we're almost out of time.
Oh shit.
Yeah. You guys are led through the dwarven doors. You're familiar with this place now. You make your way to that room with the cannons and stuff. There was the elevator lift that Dorian disabled so no vile creatures can come up. This time it's fixed again, and you get on the lift. You are lowered down to a cove that opens up to great expanse, and there are several dwarven vessels. One is there waiting for you to board to take you to the Hollowed Isles, and we'll see you next week.
Yay. I remember this place being bigger.
Y'all want to see the map for next week?
No, it would be smaller.
I do. Yeah, I want to see it.
Hey, I got a map. Shit.
Okay.
Set up on the door. It would be.
Oh no!
Are you still in character? For you.
A little bit of dookie. Are we done recording? Should hit stop.
No.
Oh, okay. We're so good.
Let me show you this thing.
This is the witty banter after the show.
Look at that.
I remember this boat. From the Pokestick campaign.
Toker, you're gonna have to change out my token.
I realized that today when I was putting them in that you're not a dwarf anymore. So
no longer a dwarf.
Am I the only one that thinks that's lame as shit that he's not a dwarf anymore after he died and it's been a Benny to not be a kobold to be a dwarf and then gets to be a.
I made him not a dwarf anymore. I also made it to where he cannot be like, we have to leave because I have to go help my mama.
Yeah.
So, you know, you take one with the other. All right. Yeah.
Take my Benny. So,
flavor wise, I would say those eyes of the Death Watch are in my jackal eyes on my helmet.
I like that. Yeah.
That's
right. I'm just super happy that Akage is no longer tied down to the town and to his mom. And B, back to the way I originally envisioned him, and I can kind of get back to that mentality that I had when I had him, except a little bit darker now.
Just because like we haven't, you're just aimless because, now, right?
Hold up. Just because we haven't, I would like everybody to roll a d20.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Let's get a dice roll. It's been two episodes. You haven't had a dice roll.
I have seven. Add anything to it?
Nope.
17.
We rolled our hit points.
Yeah, well.
That one, 20. Yeah. Did you roll d20 for your hit points? I should have.
I tied you, Terrence. I got a 17 as well.
Anybody 13. Beat 17?
No.
I got a 13.
All right. Yeah. Razbad and Dorian, roll off.
Okay.
11.
11.
Kevin, close the show out.
Well, hey, don't forget to like us on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe and attach that little notification bell. Please click on that so you know when our new episodes are up. Also, we have a Patreon. We've got a...
You're so
I don't know where it goes from there. I'm sorry.
Don't forget to tell them to click on the dice box to see all of our links to all of our other shows, like Noob Show, to our Patreon, to our Facebook, our Twitter.
Thank you. All right, sorry for the little bit of editing, but don't forget to click on our dice box where you'll find links to our other shows. We have Noob Show. We have our Patreon down there. We have also, if you want to throw something into our tip jar, we have our Cash App and our...
We haven't set that up yet.
We don't have that.
I thought we were talking about setting that up immediately, but...
No pressure.
Two weeks. You've got 2 weeks to get that together.
Cash App, hold up.
So I don't know if Kevin won or the rest of us lost, but we'll see you next time.
See you next week.
If we're gonna close out the show, oh sorry, God.
I'm closing the show. Yeah.
Hall of the Owls, right? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hall of the Owls. We're on a boat, motherfucker.
I thought you had cut it off, and I was gonna ask you something. Is why.
Oh, okay. Now it's cut off.
All right.